I-94 westbound between Delafield and Lake Mills has been closed for several days due to high waters under the westbound bridges over the Rock and Crawfish Rivers. After hearing numerous complaints about long detours, the State Transportation Department says it will spend nearly $1 million for crossover lanes that for about 4 miles will open one lane of 94 westbound but reduce eastbound traffic to one lane. DOT spokesman Dennis Shook says once the changes take effect in a few days, they'll likely slow eastbound travelers.
Traffic heading both directions is going to have to go slower in that area. We're going to have 55-mile-an-hour speed limits generally, but 45 in the areas that are really congested. And, you know, of course, we're asking people, you know, bear in mind it's a construction zone.
Shook says the lanes will have special markings and the state patrol will often be on hand. Shook denies that DOT Secretary Frank Buzalaki ordered the change because he commutes a lot between Milwaukee and Madison. Regardless of the reasons, at least one local business along the westbound route is happy to hear of the decision. Dan Ratajczak is general manager of the Pine Cone Travel Plaza at I-94 and State Highway 26. He says the interstate lanes being shut down has hurt business.
Basically, it seems to be like Johnson Creek here is pretty much a ghost town as far as traffic goes. Our business right now is down anywhere from 60% to 75%.
Ratajczak says he hopes the DOT opens the interstate frontage road in front of his business, but he says ongoing flooding along Highway 26 will still probably hold down the number of his customers. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.